News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The Rajasthan Congress Legislature Party will once again meet on Tuesday, said party spokesperson Randeep Surjewala, urging Deputy Chief Minister Sachin Pilot to come and discuss issues with an open mind. The meeting will be held at a hotel on the Delhi Highway near Jaipur, where the party MLAs are currently lodged. The CLP meeting will be held on Tuesday. We request Sachin Pilot and all other MLAs to come. We will also give them in writing to come and discuss the issues, said Surjewala on Monday night. They are requested to come and discuss how we can strengthen Rajasthan together and serve its 8 crore people, he said, adding that if there are any issues, these should be discussed with an open mind and that Sonia Gandhi, the National Party President, and Rahul Gandhi are ready to listen to everyone and find a solution. Doors are open for Sachin Pilot and other MLAs. They will be heard and solutions found. This is the discipline of the party, he said. However, sources close to Pilot told CNN News 18 that he and his supporters are unlikely to attend the meeting. The deputy CM and some of his loyalists did not attend the CLP held on Monday as well. Pilot's office on Monday night released a video showing his loyalists sequestered at a hotel in Manesar. As the Congress grappled with the crisis in Rajasthan, its top party leadership appeared to go all out to pacify Pilot, who has raised a banner of revolt against Gehlot, with senior party leaders saying that both Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi have spoken to the rebel leader. Party sources said that the Congress leadership has assured Pilot of quick redressal of his concerns. These overtures from the Congress top brass came a day after some senior party leaders expressed concern over the crisis in Rajasthan and sought immediate action from the party leadership to resolve it. Pilot has been upset since he was denied the Rajasthan Chief Minister's post after the December 2018 assembly elections. On Sunday, he claimed to have the backing of 30 Congress MLAs and some independents. Those close to him disputed Gehlot's claim that his government had a majority and said this is proven in the assembly and not at the CM's house. Sources close to him also ruled out the possibility of Pilot joining the BJP. Nepal Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli on Monday kicked up a potential controversy when he claimed that the real Ayodhya lies in his country and not in India. Lord Ram is Nepali, not Indian, news agency ANI quoted Nepali media as saying. According to the reports, Oli said that Ram's birthplace of Ayodhya is not located in Uttar Pradesh, but near the Balmiki Ashram in Thori in southern Nepal. Nepal shares a border with India's most populous state. Speaking at an event on the birth anniversary of Nepalese poet Bhanu Bhakta at the Prime Minister's residence in Kathmandu, Oli said that Nepal has become a victim of cultural encroachment and its history has been manipulated. Bhanu Bhakta was born in 1814 in Tanhu of western Nepal and is credited for translating Valmiki's Ramayana into Nepali language. He died in 1868. Although the real Ayodhya lies at Thori in the west of Birgunj, India has claimed the Indian site as the birthplace of Lord Ram, Oli said. We also believe that deity Sita got married to Prince Ram of India. Actually, Ayodhya is a village lying west of Birgunj, he said, adding that the marriage between the bride and the bridegroom at such a distance was not possible at the time when there was no communication and transportation system. The place called Thori near Birgunj is the real Ayodhya where Lord Ram was born. In India, there is great dispute on Ayodhya, but there is no dispute in our Ayodhya, Oli was quoted as saying by his press advisor Surya Thapa. Valmiki Ashram is also in Nepal and the holy place where King Dashrath had executed the rites to get the sun is in Riddhi, which is in Nepal, he said. As Dashrath was the ruler of Nepal, it is natural that his son Ram was also born in Nepal, Oli argued. Therefore, the real Ayodhya lies in Nepal, he claimed. Many scientific inventions and knowledge originated in Nepal, but unfortunately, such a rich tradition could not continue later, Oli said. Condemning Oli for his remarks, BJP national spokesperson Bijay Sonkar Shastri said that the left parties, even in India, played with people's faith, and the communists in Nepal will be rejected by the masses in the same way they have been here. Lord Ram is a matter of faith for us, and people will not allow anybody, be it the Prime Minister of Nepal or anyone, to play with this, he said in New Delhi. Oli, under growing pressure to resign amidst a rift in the ruling Nepal Communist Party over his style of functioning, has alleged that some of the ruling party leaders are aligning with the southern neighbor to remove him from power after his government issued a new political map incorporating three Indian territories of Lipulekh, Kalapani and Limpiadhura. His allegations have been criticized by senior NCP leaders, including former Prime Minister Prachanda, who demanded Prime Minister Oli's resignation, saying his recent anti-India remarks were neither politically correct nor diplomatically appropriate. Alphabet Incorporated's Google on Monday said it would spend around $10 billion in India over the next 5 to 7 years through equity investments and tie-ups, marking its biggest commitment to a key growth market. The investments will be done through a so-called digitization fund, highlighting Google's focus on the rapid pace of growth of apps and software platforms in India, one of the world's biggest internet services markets. We will do this through a mix of equity investments, partnerships, and operational infrastructure and ecosystem investments, Sundar Pichai, CEO of Alphabet, said on a webcast during an annual Google for India event. This is a reflection of our confidence in the future of India and its digital economy. The new $10 billion investment was the largest Google had done in India, Pichai said. We are particularly focused on making sure the internet expands beyond English and other vernacular languages. That's an important angle we have looked at, he told Reuters in an interview. Google wants to bolster the growth of internet in India, which currently has over 500 million active users, and help get another 500 million people online, Pichai said. Beyond investments via the fund, Google would also focus on areas like artificial intelligence and education in India, he added. Six women who claimed they were sexually abused by Harvey Weinstein urged a U.S. judge on Monday to reject an $18.9 million settlement between the disgraced movie producer, the board of his former studio, and other accusers. The settlement announced on June 30 would end litigation by New York Attorney General Letitia James and separate class action litigation, and permit accusers to claim between $7,500 and $750,000 each. But in a Manhattan federal court filing, the six women complained that the accord absolved Weinstein, his brother Bob Weinstein, and the board of liability, and created a $15.2 million windfall to help them cover defense costs. They said this contrasted with the $11.2 million that accusers would receive after deducting legal fees and costs, and shielded the defendants' insurers from big payouts. The settlement is a cruel hoax and among the most one-sided and unfair class settlements in history, the filing said. The main winners are Harvey Weinstein, Robert Weinstein, and the ultra-wealthy former directors of the Weinstein Company. James's office and a lawyer for Weinstein did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Gerald Mattman, a lawyer for the Weinstein companies, declined to comment. The settlement requires approval by U.S. District Judge Alvin Hellerstein. In 2010, he initially rejected a settlement for workers who suffered health problems after the September 11, 2001 attacks, saying he would not approve an accord based on fear or ignorance. Weinstein, 68, is serving a 23-year prison term following his February 24 conviction for sexually assaulting a former production assistant and raping a one-time aspiring actress. He is appealing and still faces rape and sexual assault charges in Los Angeles. The guilty verdict was a milestone for the Me Too movement, which, starting in late 2017, inspired women to accuse hundreds of powerful men in business, entertainment, media, politics, and other fields of sexual misconduct. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. And do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.